Dr. Furious here. Hey, I am super furious at the moment because I can't seem to be making the electronics do what they're supposed to do, but that's okay. Because, man, I seem to just be inspired by...
You wasn't really mad.
I'm not really mad. I'm just...
Just felt rejected.
More importantly, what was I saying? Yeah, I'm going to make the show more fun because we are going to pull one hand behind Furious' back and rip up some crazy old school real DJ mixes without any of the crazy political shenanigans. So put on your seatbelts, all you political activists who are waiting for something crazy like, you know, political. And put your seatbelt on. I'm furious. Oh yeah, the show still may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. Losers. Drive straight, DJ Buck Rooster. For everyone else, listen, this is Micropower Community Based Radio, Radio Community. Furious. Okay, also, just need to say that the good folks out there who support Furious George, including this DJ who I just got lucky enough to be on the same wavelength with and who put together this thing called A Few for Furious George. This is Sector 7G, making a little mix for the Furious one. Thanks, my friend.
Last night a DJ saved my life, yeah. Cause I was sitting there bored to death. And then just one breath he said, you gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get down, girl.
the streets ain't money, yeah, we made it. All hands are in the air, and wave on from here to there. If you're an LG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G, the girls see I got the money, $100 bills, joy. From where I'm from, and you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six-fold. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip off your cup and throw your hands up, and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed, all because
this is how we do it.
Ooh, South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, she got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track and go to
thank you. just listening to music, listening to these tracks might lead someone to experience something tantamount to the effects of taking cocaine or ecstasy or even Viagra. Some websites are offering so-called i-doses of digital drugs, music tracks, and applications that promise to deliver the experience of taking marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, put you in a drug-like trance.
All rights reserved. Copyright 1967. The Idle Planet Publishing Company.
Beats. All of this is based on something called binaural beats. Brain waves. What exactly are these and how do they work?
Binaural beats happen when opposite ears receive two different sound waves. Sounds the listener senses the difference between the two frequencies. Another that sounds like it's coming from the head. So, for example, if the right ear hears a tone at 400 hertz, and the left ear hears a tone at 410 hertz, the beat that they hear in their head is at 10 hertz.
And does that possibly create some sort of altered state?
That's the theory, that binaural beats are supposed to affect health and consciousness through something called entrainment of brain waves. So entrainment means that the brain wave activity starts matching the wave activity it is sensing. So if a person is listening to binaural beats at 10 hertz, they're supposed to have an increase in brain wave activity at 10 hertz.
All this is based on something called binaural beats, which alter brain waves. What exactly are these and how do they work?
Binaural beats happen when opposite ears receive two different sound waves, and normally the difference in sound between each ear helps people get directional information about the source of the sound. But when you listen to these sounds with stereo headphones, the listener senses the difference between the two frequencies is another beat that sounds like it's coming from the inside of the head. So, for example, if the right ear hears a tone at 400 hertz and the left ear hears a tone at 410 hertz, the beat that they hear in their head is at 10 hertz.
And does that possibly create some sort of altered state?
That's the theory, that binaural beats are supposed to affect health and consciousness through something called entrainment of brain waves. So entrainment means that the brain wave activity starts matching the wave activity it is sensing. So if a person is listening to binaural beats at 10 hertz, they're supposed to have an increase in brain wave activity at 10 hertz.
Listening to these tracks might lead someone to experience something tantamount to the effects of taking cocaine or ecstasy or even Viagra.
We did a small controlled study with four people, and we did see brainwave activity shifting to match the binaural beat that people were listening to.
So if we decided to play some of these binaural beats right now, would we cause people to drive off the road or enter into some other kind of spooky altered state?
First of all, you have to listen to it with stereo. And second, it really does create those altered states.
Enter into some other kind of spooky altered state. So if we decided to play some of these binaural beats right now, would we cause people to drive off the road or enter into some other kind of spooky altered state?
First of all, you have to listen.
I don't have a TV now, but that's okay. The shows in my mind are almost always better.
Listening to music. That their kids are getting high just listening to music.
We teach the kids how to build it for themselves like Duplo, Lego, McConnell, Star Wars.
We've been playing, man, all kinds of stuff. Like, literally, right now, we've got three different things going. We've got some crazy space sounds from Flying Lotus. Here it is. And we've also got Mode Selecta. That's them right there banging it. And always have got some stuff that by the guy named Slug Abed. Here he is, right here. Listen to him come in here. With some crazy music sounds, space sounds. All right, so we're just gonna get spacey again. I certainly am. This is what happens. All right, hey, listen, if you're listening to Micropower Radio, this is WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro. We like to just have fun here, and it's non-commercial, so we don't have to pay anybody. This is public radio, the genuine public, as in the people's radio. I'm going to send you away with this Beastie Boys clip, and also want to just say thanks to DJ Sector7G for pulling that mix together. I only played like 20 minutes of this crazy 80-minute clip, so it's not a clip, a mix, which clearly is something that I just have to piece out over many different shows. While we make the most of it. So thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. And other folks, if you want to send in some, you know, mixes, send it to FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com or check us out at FuriousG.blogspot. Bang. And we will, you know, you'll hear all kinds of different stuff and see different old school shows of mine. And you can also just send some stuff like Sector7G did. And, well, let me just be straight up. I approached him. I said, your show, the Apocalypse show he does and some other cool shows he did, were fantastic, so I played them for the last several months. Maybe I should do that to all the artists that we play here. Too bad we can't do it to this one here in the background. So might as well right now say peace out, Beastie Boys, and everyone else. I'm Furious. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm
Micropower Radio. Hey, listen, thanks for listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill Harbor. I'm Furious George. I'll be back next week. And keep tuning in for Big Bass and Bodacious Nace. Furious.